The pros and cons of e-cigarettes were discussed by the legislature's Health and Human Services Committee yesterday. The devices use a battery-powered heating element to vaporize a nicotine solution for inhaling or vaping. Roswell Park Cancer Institute researcher Dr. Mark Travers said e-cigarettes emit cancer-causing compounds and may increase health risks for users. And Travers says exposure to secondhand vapor is also a concern.
E-cigarette emissions include nicotine, acrolein, which is commonly used as a weed killer, formaldehyde, and other chemicals. While this exposure is less than traditional cigarettes, these chemicals are still present. Just because it's a smaller amount of poison that is observed for cigarettes doesn't mean secondhand vapor is safe.
Among the opponents to restrictions is Paul Smith. He's the production manager for Juicy Vapor.
Our ownership group started the company so we can guarantee the products that are being used and say with 100% certainty we're using products that are generally recognized as safe.
Ann Smith says the industry's top companies are members of the American E-Liquid Manufacturing Standards Association.
We self-regulate at the highest level of standards. We are above food-grade preparation as far as quality, cleanliness, control, safety.
Legislator Peter Savage was not convinced, though, and said he'll be introducing legislation so people will know the concerns and risks of e-cigarettes.
It's not about putting people out of business. It's about making sure that the public health and safety is protected and that those of us in this community who do not want to be exposed to secondhand emissions, because we are concerned based on the science that we have studied, based on some of the testimony that we heard from Dr. Travers and others, that we can be protected from that.
Chris Kaya, WBFO News.